KnockoutKara.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite Knockout Kara.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening to The Rock of Stars.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Since I have been on this earth, I have done a lot of horrible things to a lot of good people. And I'm man enough to admit when I am in the wrong. And I was wrong about you, Brian. I viewed you as this minuscule little creature chasing this uphill war that you could never win. I saw you busy chasing your little girl if you're around on television, buying a diamond. How long are you willing to live this lie? How long until they discover that your dirty little feet are soiling their red carpet?
Covering all the latest in the WWE.
Oh, did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
And TNA.
Being a scientist is really starting to pay off. A lot of people don't know about that, but being a scientist and being a pro wrestler at the same time, hypothesis, conclusion, same thing. He's the best, and I'm getting to the bottom of it. I'm like Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes was half detective, half scientist. He's science to figure out cases. Maybe when I get done with pro wrestling, I can be like the new Sherlock Holmes, but in real life, where I solve cases using my science.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we're here. We're bringing you a very special episode of The Rack because, well, we're not really doing the full show, are we, Rock?
No, we're not doing a full show this week because somebody's graduating.
That's right. So excited. Can't wait. But, well, we can't not do a show for you guys. You know, we have to do something. So since TNA just happens to be having a pay-per-view this Sunday called Sacrifice, we figured why not, you know, do a little preview for you guys, have some fun, talk about the matches, and get everybody pumped up for the pay-per-view, because I know I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. It should be a fun show. There's about 7 matches on this card, and they all have some sort of stipulation or, you know, title involved, so it should be fun and exciting, and it's TNA Sacrifice.
That's right. So what we're going to break down the entire pay-per-view for you right after the break.
For the latest in all things TNA Wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA Wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's been.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
This is Showtime Eric Young, host of Off the Hook Extreme Catches, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 to check it out, because, you know, I have to say, it's awesome.
Oh, it is. It's truly awesome, and Matt Goldberg is the man.
He totally is the man.
But
happy Matt, we're not going to get fired, right?
Right, right. But that,
right?
That devil himself, he has a Bray Wyatt figure.
How did he get a Bray Wyatt figure? How did he do that? Because the figure doesn't come out for another month.
Yeah, those people he works with, they gave him a figure to review, you know, for a Wrestling Figure Wednesday.
Matt, hook up so I can get a little mini Wyatt.
Anyway,
we're not here to talk about the Wyatts tonight, sadly enough, although, you know, we got to talk about them plenty on the Raw Post Show, Monday night, 11:30 p.m., right after Monday Night Raw. There's your cheap plug. We are here to talk all about TNA Sacrifice, and of course the segment is brought to you by the folks over at TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. And I say we just jump right into it with Mr. Anderson taking on Samuel Shaw in a committed match.
The idea is the loser gets put in the back of the truck that takes you to the the institute, so you're committed. I don't know if you actually get committed. I think you get committed. I'm not exactly sure. It's weird. It's strange. It's like, I guess like an ambulance match?
Yeah, it sounds like it's like an ambulance or like a last man standing or something. Or not last man standing, but, you know,
a stretcher match.
Or stretcher match. So yeah, something like that. It's a very odd phrasing, I guess, is committed match. Because it's something like, oh, okay. I know what being committed is, and how do you work that in wrestling?
Well, we saw a couple weeks on the show where Mr. Henderson came to the Impact Zone with a van that had the words, you know, committed on it or something to that effect, where he was trying to get Sammy Russell committed with the help of Christy Hemme, who wanted to have a commitment with him. And, you know, it turned out trying to get him committed, and then he just ran off on his merry way as he was being put into the van. So, it's an interesting stipulation, and it goes to show you sort of the creative direction of the company, and who may be in charge of helping that creative direction, not mentioning any names, and Russo. But that's where we are. It's a committed match. Samuel Shaw, Mr. Anderson. Just going off of how things went at the last pay-per-view, or lockdown, where Samuel Shaw stole the victory from Mr. Anderson, who had it won before when the referee was down and they brought Christy Hemme into the ring through the hole in the cage. I'm going with Mr. Anderson on this one.
I have to think about this. I have to think about this pretty hard. Because it's like, if you have Shaw lose, the character's dead.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, they've put a lot of effort into Samuel Shaw. Mm-hmm. It shows. So, I don't know. It almost feels like he needs to win it to continue, but maybe... I don't know. This is such a hard call to make. Because it's like, you know, I actually really do enjoy the Samuel Shaw character. Maybe not some of the stuff they've had him do, but I enjoy the character because he's a different character.
But I'm not sure how much of a longevity the character has.
I'm not sure how much of a longevity the character has, but you can just have him be a creepy bastard without him stalking people. But, you know, here's the wild card in this is Christy Hemme, because we know she'll be there. We know she'll be at ringside, so it's something of, could she turn on Anderson? Could we see her start to manipulate Samuel Shaw?
Huh, that's an interesting thought. I don't know. I don't know. I still say Anderson. I don't know. Samuel Shaw is different, but I don't know. I don't see a future in him. And if they write him off from this, and maybe they change his personality, and they may do some skits with him in an insane asylum, that could be interesting.
That could be interesting. I don't know. It's like, if you change the character, what kind of character does he become? Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is a hard match to kind of grasp all the way around. I've liked the story they've told. I've liked the build that they've done. But, yeah, it's I don't know. You know what? My gut's going with Shaw. I'm going to go with Shaw.
Even though
I'm probably wrong. It's just, there's something about it where it's Anderson's been getting a lot of the upper hand lately on him.
Right.
And I don't know, I have a feeling something else is going to happen.
Well, let's see. So we're starting off this pick'em on the opposite side.
We are. And, well, speaking of being on the opposite sides, up next is the Knockouts Championship match where Angelina Love challenges Madison Rain. Ooh, it's a battle of the beautiful people.
It really, really is. In this one, Angelina's been back for about 6 weeks now, 7 weeks, something like that.
Yeah.
Right after lockdown, she returned. It seems tailor-made for Angelina to win the belt, with maybe help from Velvet. Because I don't... Like, there's one scenario in my head where Velvet accidentally caused Angelina the match, and they, you know, have a little argument, but they just sort of reformed the beautiful people, and they sort of seem to be on that path to keep them together. It just seems... Like, this would be Angelina's night. I don't know. That's just my thought process early.
I'm kind of thinking the same thing. It doesn't make sense to bring her back and have her challenge just to have her lose, because then the beautiful people are dead in the water. So it's either Madison Rain lays down and joins the beautiful people, or Angelina Love wins, possibly with an assist from Velvet. Now, whether she gets the belt or not, that's a completely different story. But you could have Angelina pick up the victory without... Well, no, I guess she can't do that. That doesn't make any sense. So, you know, honestly, they're trying to build the beautiful people strong. You continue the feud by Madison losing. And with... I think they have more faces than heels at this point in the Knockouts division. So, yeah, I'm gonna go with Angelina on this one.
Yeah, I'll second that. Angelina Love picks up the win.
So, but either way, it should be a really, really good match.
Looking forward to it. I hope they give them a little bit of time to tell an actual good story.
I hope so. Up next is the X Division title match. It's a best of three series between Sonata, who is your champion, and Tigre Uno.
Is it wrong that I'm not sort of feeling it?
No, because you're not the only one.
It's because they've done, you know, they've done two matches on television and they've been fine, but they haven't been, like, blow-away matches. You haven't been blown away by either guy yet. And especially with Tigre Uno, who they made a debut at Lockdown, so did Sonata, but, and they were both in cages, and you're just like, sort of, okay, they have a reputation to be good, but they haven't had that chance to be blow away, and maybe Sunday is the chance for them to have that blow away match, since it is the best of three, and it's the final match in the series. It's an X Division match, it's for the X Division title, it's just one of those things where it's like, probably going to be good. It's just I'm not fully invested in this one. That being said, Tigre Uno gets the title this time around?
I don't know. Like, that's the thing. That's going to be kind of like, I think, a theme for a lot of these matches, at least for another one.
Either way, the winner of this is going on a feud with Kenny King, because he's been interrupting and, you know, he's claiming he's the next X Division champion. That if that's the case, maybe it's not Tigre Uno, maybe it's Sonata.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm kind of leaning Sonata at this point, because you just put the title on him. It doesn't make any sense for him to lose it yet.
Yeah, the more I'm thinking about it, yeah, we'll go Sonata on that one. It just sort of makes more sense.
Yeah. So, Sonata.
Sonata.
So, up next is probably going to be match of the night contender, I would guess. The I Quit match between James Storm and Gunner.
Shouldn't their feud have ended at Lockdown? Oh,
I think it should have, but I don't think they have anything else for them, honestly.
Storm in his long pants and his new music, his new attitude, taking on Gunner. Gunner always seems to get the edge on Storm. It really seems that way. And
Storm's eventually got to get his payback.
Like, Storm got his when he went after Gunner's father. But in terms of a match, Gunner always gets the win. Like, every single time. I don't know. I really, like, my gut wants to say Storm. It really, really does. It depends on the main event. It really does. Like, and that's, you can't really determine that, but it's like, the winner of this, you would assume, goes sort of in the direction of the title? Maybe? I don't know. I'm going Storm, just cause I can't. It's I Quit too, and it's like, can you see Gunner saying I quit? I don't know.
The thing is I think Storm's gonna get a little help. You know, from that beer money.
That beer money connection?
That beer money connection. I don't know. You need to give Storm something. You need to do something to help maintain James Storm, because he's been on a losing streak. You've had him lay down for Gunner continuously, which I don't have a problem with, but you have to do something with Storm to at least give him a win, so that way he can continue to be booked semi-strong. Because right now, he's not.
And especially after the heel turn, he needs to come out of it looking okay.
Yeah, it's something if you turned him heel and you had him lose, which is really not what you should have done, and because you could have done the payoff of Gunner, you know, finally becoming victorious over Storm, but instead you have Gunner just continue to have Storm summer and beat his butt, and it's really like in that situation that Gunner should be the heel and Storm should be the face. But it's like... Because at this point, it's like, what's the point of this match? you know, Gunnar is continuously won. So what is the real point of this, which, you know, other than they just hate each other?
That's pretty much it.
So I'm kind of going with, yeah, I got to go with Storm. They need to give him one.
He's got to get one, and maybe this won't end it, but with I Quit, you usually should end it. So I'm going with Storm, yeah. Storm gets the W.
Yeah. So after this, well, we have the Beer Money Connection, Bobby Roode, taking on Bully Ray in a tables match.
You get a table. You get a table. Everybody gets a table.
As long as there's only three of you.
Yeah. I don't really... Bully needs to win. The Bully should win this one. It's his match. Then it just sort of... Again, it's one of those that it's lined up for Bully to win. I don't think Rue needs to win this tables match.
No, because I think Rude's going to get moved on to other things after this. So, or at least seeking revenge from Bully. So... Yeah, I gotta go with Rude, or I'm sorry, a Bully on this one.
It just works out. Just the way we're going around things, it just makes sense for Bully to win this one. It's his sort of match. Bobby sort of got the upper hand on him lately in with tables, so yeah, Bully should win.
Yeah, plus you have Bully just turned face. You have to kind of establish him as a face, and you've been doing a nice job with that on television. But, yeah, I'm going to say Bully on this one. So after that, we move on to the tag team match. No stip, just a tag team match.
Yeah, the only match without a stip.
The only match without a stip, Kurt Angle and Willow taking on EC3 and Spud.
I like Spud. I like EC3. It's Kurt Angle and Willow Hardy. Do you really expect EC3 and Spud to win?
You know what? I don't expect them to win, but in my heart, damn it, I want them to win.
Right? I can also see Willow doing something stupid, costing the team the victory, and honestly, Kurt's come back, Hardy's just came back as Willow, EC3 and Spud are the heel duo. I want to pick the heels, but I know better. I'm going Angle and Willow.
I mean, you're having Angle just come back. Willow, the character Willow, is very uncontrollable. So I don't see him participating in a normal tag team match very well. So I see EC3 and Spud going over, but they go over in some type of DQ situation.
Okay.
Where it's, you keep Angle and Willow still looking strong, but you have Spud and EC3 pick up the victory, because I just want them to win.
That's fine. So that's our second disagreement out of five matches so far, six matches.
Yeah.
So, main event.
Main event. Eric Young is going to be taking on Magnus in a rematch for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship.
Let's say this. Eric Young is defending the TNA World Heavyweight title on pay-per-view. Let that sink in a second.
Oh, it's so glorious. It's so glorious.
I want Eric Young to keep the belt. I really, 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 really do. But it's like, it's Eric Young. And it's Magnus, the guy they want to push. I don't know. You would assume this is supposed to be a quick title reign for Eric Young. But it's like, you got heels Eric Young could face. You could do stories with Storm and Rude. And then you can do stories with EC3 and Young. And it's like... Does Magnus have? Kurt Angle? Haven't we seen that before? Haven't we seen... Okay, Magnus and Bully. Do you really want to see that? Magnus and Gunner? You've seen it? It wasn't really good? My heart wants Eric Young. I don't know what my brain wants yet.
I want Eric Young. I'm taking Eric Young. They just put the title on him. I know that doesn't mean anything, but I don't think Magnus was as strong of a champion as they wanted him to be.
Well,
the character was okay.
But I could also see Abyss show back up and helping Magnus.
I can see Abyss showing back up and helping Magnus. I can see people helping Young. I can see a lot of shenanigans in this match, but ultimately I can see Eric Young somehow retaining. Because he's a nice, especially if Dixie is coming back into play, he's going to be a nice juxtaposition to Dixie. And he's also a nice kind of counterbalance to MVP, because he's not MVP's champion, he's not Dixie's champion, he is the TNA champion. So it's something of, he doesn't necessarily listen to MVP or Dixie, he just kind of does whatever.
Yeah, I'm going with Eric Young. I'm going to be wrong, and Lindsay's going to be wrong, but gotta go Eric Young.
You gotta go with your heart on this one. You know, you just, it was such a wonderful moment to see EY finally capture that title after so many years. He deserves it. Probably the most on that roster, or one of the most on that roster, I'd have to say. So, yeah, definitely hoping EY retains, because he looks so good with the belt.
He does. It's Eric Young. He's awesome. He's the man. Showtime, Eric Young. Or dare I say, he's off the hook.
He's totally off the hook. He's extreme. And he's quite a catch. And you can discover him and all his animal friends because they have their own planet. Especially on Sundays.
Shameless. Anyway.
You're welcome, Discovery and Animal Planet. You're welcome.
Got all the puns in there for you.
It's Eric Young. How can you not do a pun?
Exactly.
So on that note, I think we're going to wrap up our recap of Sacrifice. You know, as far as our pick'em at least.
Yeah, it's our
preview. And head on out.
Yeah, it's our preview presented by TNA Asylum Haven for TNA fans. And yes, we're done. We're out of here.
So, thanks all y'all for listening. We'll be back next week.
We'll be live Thursday, and check out all the fine programming right here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
But till then, we'll see you next week. Bye!